Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I'm your show, Beaumarchant. Sean. As always, we appreciate you stopping by, especially on this Sunday afternoon, as we bring you the next generation of NFL draft prospects. We have a fantastic guest for you today. It was one of the last names on the cut list for the East-West Shrine Game. That's how talented he is. And we know the East-West Shrine Game is one of the most, you know, elite collections of top prospects at the positions. And our quarterback guest today from East Stroudsburg, Matt Soltes, is that guy. Matt, we appreciate you stopping by. Prior to the show, I told you I was going to hit you with a heavy question at the top. But with that said, how's the day treating you?
It's going well. I actually just finished a workout. Decided to call in.
Nice. There. Cool. Now, the question I'm going to throw at you is, I texted your teammate, John Schnars, before the show, and I said, do we have anything to tease Matt about? And he said he wants to know why you hit him harder than any defender after the two-point conversion against Bloomberg. So I figured that would be the – so you know, he wanted me to tell you hello, and he hopes everything's well. So.
Oh, man, it was quite a game. I don't know. The intensity was high. I couldn't hold myself back. I don't think it hurt him as much as he thought.
Excellent. And for you, I mean, you know, usually this is the case, but we'll kind of delve into it and find out how you got to where you're at. But quarterback at a very, very young age, or did it take you some time to settle into that position, or were you always the guy with the ball in your hand?
Actually, when I first started out, I actually started in kindergarten. My dad was a coach of a flag team, so he kind of got me in a little early. And I was actually a running back and a linebacker all the way up till about freshman year.
Freshman
year was first year quarterback. I on the ball in my hands. I always wanted to run or tackle the guy running it. So, I mean, I always was trying to be that guy. And it seemed that quarterback was the best way to touch the ball every play. So
nice. And for you, go ahead.
From freshman year on, I've been a quarterback ever since.
And I'm curious. I mean, I see you, what, about 6'2", 6'3", between 215, 220. What's your height, weight right now?
I just measured it, actually. It's 6'3", about 219, 220.
Beautiful. So the next question is, how tall were you leaving high school, and how did you kind of slide through the cracks? I mean, you know, a guy with your potential and your ability and what you do, I'm just curious how what other offers were out there for you?
Coming out of high school, I was about 6'2", about 200. And, my school wasn't very good. We had my junior year, we had a 1-9 record. My senior year, we had a 4-6. So we weren't really sought after a lot by colleges. I sent my film around everywhere I could think of. I came back with some offers, one from James Madison, one from Delaware, one from Albany, and, of course, East Stroudsburg.
And then the rest is history. I mean, literally, you've just knocked this thing out of the ballpark. Once again, Matt Soltes, the standout East Stroudsburg Warriors quarterback, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, and a lot to be excited about with this young man. And for you playing in that offense, I mean, is that like a quarterback's dream, being at East Stroudsburg, being able to just kind of, you know, just, you know, run that offense to efficiency and put up the numbers you did?
Oh, absolutely. It's a dream for any quarterback who loves throwing the ball. we have every kind of set possible, 5-wide, 4-wide, every set you can think of in football we have. And we probably throw the ball 70% of the time.
So, like you said, quarterback's dream for you. For you, I mean, obviously the offense, your success, you know, goes hand in hand with it, but you had to run it with the efficiency you did and get the production you did. But, you know, when's that light at the end of the tunnel starting to become something you see where the NFL is at the end of it? I mean, you know as well as anybody, everyone you suited up against, everyone you suited up with, you know, everybody wants to have the shot that you currently have to get to this next level. I mean, are the coach saying, hey, Matt, we're hearing things, or Matt, keep doing what you're doing? I mean, kind of how does this become reality for you?
I mean, during this, even last year during the season, I mean, the coaches were starting to hear stuff from scouts and stuff, and they were coming in, looking at film and stuff like that. This year we had a bunch of scouts stop by. And, I mean, I've had talks with my coaches about my production time at East Strasburg. And, I mean, going to the next level, it's a different kind of world, different business. So they said, hey, if you're interested, go 110%. You can't do anything less. And, I mean, I'm taking it as far as I can.
Nice. And I'm curious, just, I mean, you know, so you say you start to kind of, you know, distinguish yourself your junior season and you're starting to hear about scouts. I mean, how much does that put, you know, weigh on your shoulders your senior year? I mean, just knowing that, you know, there's so many, you can't have a bad game, you can't mess up. And, you know, did that play any factor or did you kind of handle it pretty easily?
You know, I had that exact conversation with my quarterback coach, Mike Twilliger. He told me to find a way to separate it on the field and off. So, I mean, I played every game not caring about what anybody thought, kind of just do the game, go execute the game plan and try to win every single game. It didn't really weigh much on me. Like, it wasn't really in the back of my mind. All I had on my mind was winning and just trying to get to that next game and win.
And that's it from a quarterback. That's all you want to do is win. And this kid done a lot of it, and he has the numbers to prove it. And the, like I said, all the intangibles. And I love the size. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. You know, so many times kids from maybe a smaller school come on the show, especially at the quarterback position, and you know they're always like, you know, like 6'1", 200, you know, 6'1", 9. You know, you're almost, you know, almost like a slashy running back that's, you know, but you are a legit NFL draft prospect. You know, we were talking about how you were so close to getting that East-West Shrine invite. I know it probably had to be somewhat frustrating, but I mean, knowing that you were so close to, does it kind of put a little bit validation in what these guys thinking of you, knowing that you were on their radar that much?
I mean, even being on the watch list for it, it's a huge honor. And I mean, It does show that I am up in, like, the league with D1 quarterbacks and stuff like that, and I can compete with them. Not getting in was a little frustrating. I mean, anybody would be. But,
right.
I mean, it would have just been another day to show how I could compete with that kind of all those quarterbacks out there.
Definitely. Once again, Matt Salta, standout East Stroudsburg QB, kind enough to join us here on the C2P talking NFL draft. If you folks miss any of this show, you know, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and also collegeofpro.com. You can hear this interview at the website. You'll also be able to check out his draft bio and find a little bit more about what this young man brings to the table and why he could be taking snaps under center for your favorite NFL team in the near future. And like I said, that's what we're here for. And this is an exciting time for all these prospects. It's a grind. It's a journey. But this is what they've been working diligently for probably since young age. And our guest said he started out in kindergarten. So like I said, this is a journey and a process as they, you know, become better and better and better and eventually find themselves as a legit NFL draft prospect. For you, I mean, what are the qualities of the quarterback position that you bring to the table that scouts are going to love, Matt?
First thing I think is leadership. I mean, you got to be a general out there. You got to have presence to yourself. And, I mean, as a quarterback, you got to know what everybody's doing, and you got to hold people accountable, I think, is the second thing. Accountability is about the number one thing we had at East Strasburg. That's why I think our offense was so good. You hold yourself to a higher standard. I mean, physical attributes, I feel like I got a quick release, strong arm, good accuracy downfield. And, I mean, I think I could bring a lot to the table.
Nice, nice. And, I did great feedback on that question, Matt. I mean, you know, a lot of times guys, you know, especially quarterbacks, because you are the leaders, and I love it, you know, holding guys accountable, being that guy that's kind of, you know, kind of rally the team and knowing that, you know, you got to have your hand in the pile kind of, you know, to get the job done. Is there anything that goes unnoticed that scouts might not see on film? I mean, if you can't do it on film, they're not going to see it, but is there any opportunities that, you know, you weren't able to showcase that scouts need to know about?
I mean, all the hard work off season is nothing scouts see, coaches see, or anything. It's for yourself, for you and your teammates to get better. Like, I mean, throughout college, I'll give you an example. Throughout college, me and my receivers would stay up and throw over the summer. When the first day after winter, that Snow was off the field. Me and, John Schnars, Gerard Wendowski, Robbie Healy, Joe Welt, we were all out there throwing and catching, trying to get chemistry and, just trying to know what, if we were on the same page or not. And, we worked for it.
Nice. Gosh, your coaches are going to miss you, man, huh? They're listening into the show knowing that the quarterback got the whole, the receiving core out then the first day, after the snow thaws and you guys are, whistling balls, out there to them and stuff. That's what coaches want. You got to be a coach's dream. In terms of just picking up the nuances of the game and what, I know you're not going to say it comes hard and you get, you're lost, but are you a pretty quick, learner? Things come pretty natural to you just when you look at, breaking down plays and what defenses are doing?
Oh, yeah. I'm a quick learner. So, even in East Stroudsburg, I'll just keep resorting back to that. I came in my freshman year, was redshirted, and I pretty much had the offense down packed that second year. we would actually put plays in that weren't – we would make plays up and apply them on the field – depending on what kind of defense, what kind of role of coverage they ran. We would do that the week of the game. So, I think we have a pretty good, setup with taking plays, making them up. Taking playbooks, running them. I think I'm good with that.
Nice. And I'm curious, how about the mobility factor? How good are you breaking that pocket and picking up chunks of yards?
I think I'm pretty good at it. That's one of the attributes I can tell scouts I'm pretty decent at is extending the play. You can see it on my film. Once the line broke down, I'd roll out right, roll out left, take a – if we needed that first down, I'd run for it, lower the shoulder if I had to. I'm decently mobile.
Now, and I ask that because I'm looking at your bio page. Now, is this correct, 666 total yards of offense in a game?
Yeah, that was my freshman year against LIU Post.
Now, folks out there listening, his freshman year, he has 666 yards of total offense. And the reason I asked the rushing game, because I was like, is this right? You threw for 535 yards, which is just insane. And he also added, just sprinkled in, besides his 500-yard game, he sprinkled in another 131 yards rushing. Those are like Madden, Xbox numbers, dude. After that game, it's just so that's why I asked you. I was like, is that a typo? What were you doing to pick up those big chunks of rushing yards, dude? You just had to be just slicing through the defense.
Oh, it was a crazy game. We went up, we were ahead quick, and we just kept scoring. And everything was going right. Everything was firing great. Receivers were running great routes, not dropping them. I was putting the ball there. Our running backs were running. It was pretty unreal. Our offense actually had 830 yards of total offense.
Whew. That's crazy. And then, like I said, the 666, that's just incredible, incredible stuff. Once again, Matt Soule says the standout quarterback from East Stroudsburg here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. Do you get any comparisons or anyone that you look at the NFL and kind of pattern yourself after? We got Matt? Oh, did we lose Matt? Matt, hopefully we'll call back in. What a great show. And you're thinking about, and you can kind of look at his numbers when you go back to their team page. His numbers are just simply off the charts. Matt, I was just asking, you're looking at, guys at the next level or comparisons. Do you have anything that's kind of fall in line with there?
I've heard a comparison to, Alex Smith. I'm kind of the same size as him. He's sneaky athletic, quick release. Good arm, good decisions. I've heard comparisons about him mostly.
Nice, nice. And for you, I don't even know if you want to answer this because you might be paranoid of teams or anything out there. But who was your favorite quarterback growing up watching?
Probably my favorite would be Brett Favre. He was probably one of the toughest quarterbacks that I've ever seen play. Him probably and Elway. They had
nice.
Two cannons of arms and both gunslingers.
Nice. I like the little vintage-ness with the Elway there. I like that. You know, it's always, everything's always so modern. I mean, and that Elway's not even old, but he's just the guy I grew up watching. So I'm appreciative of that comment. Before we let you go, we always love to throw a couple off-the-wall questions for you. Ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Now, we allowed your teammate, John Snars, to kind of tease you a little bit. Is there anything you want to tease John back? So if he's listening in, you could scorch him back a little bit, or are you going to bypass that question?
No, you know, he does send Snapchats of him singing, like, Taylor Swift, those kind of songs. So, I mean, those are always good to laugh at.
Oh, nice. I can't wait to hashtag his next Twitter post. I'll have to put John Schnard hashtag, like, Taylor Swift or something.
Oh,
and then for
that.
You, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. And if you had to earn a living besides playing quarterback in the NFL, are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a popular boy band, or are we more inclined to see you as a mile runway model, style, and clothes?
Oh, man. Snars is going to love this.
He had to answer it, too. He had to answer the question as well.
Oh, God. All right. Well, I think I'll have to go with probably modeling clothes. I don't have that good of a voice.
Excellent. And then the final question, I reserve this as the last question because it seems to be the question you guys enjoy answering the most. And, you know, I'll get good question, great question from you guys, or I'll get the ooh. But this is it. Female celebrities, Matt. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you taking to dinner?
My girlfriend's probably going to kill me, but probably Carrie Underwood.
There you go. That's all right.
Yeah.
Hey, it's just dinner. We didn't say date. We just said dinner. So you're just going, I mean, you know, we're not saying anything fancy. You could, you know, if you could take her, you know, the Chick-fil-A or something just for a chicken sandwich, or, you know. So, but
that'd
hey, man, fantastic career. And like I said, I appreciate you sharing your Sunday with us. Obviously, you got so many bright days ahead of you at this next level. And there's so many guys, Matt, and I talk with a ton of QBs, and I'm not saying this just because you're on the show now. I'm sad, but I mean, I'm going to say it when we hang up. I'll just tell you now. I mean, I am so impressed with some of the things you described in terms of the intangibles of leadership, you know, and how you held guys accountable, how you got these guys working the next day. I mean, coaches love that. And it transpires, it transcends into the next, you know, what we see on the field, that hard work that we don't see, but we just see the bounties of your label on the field. And I think that's why you had success. But with that said, man, we appreciate you stopping by. I know you're going to be at the Temple Pro Day. I hope you knock it out of the ballpark.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Take it easy, all right?
Yep, sir. Once again, that is Matt Solstice, the standout East Stroudsburg QB. And I am thoroughly impressed with this kid. And folks, I have a ton of guys on the show, and I'm very, very excited about having the opportunity to kind of get to know him on a one-on-one level and, you know, find out what makes him tick. And from a quarterback standpoint, you got to love. I mean, one, the intangibles are there, and if they weren't, we wouldn't even be speaking. But the intangibles are there on the field, and then you find out the back end of it. You just got to love the mental makeup of what this kid brings to the table. I'm excited. If you want more of Matt Solstice, you can check him out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio at collegeyourpro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.